to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode is going to be one that we are really excited about because we are both gamers. And those of you who are gamers, and honestly, to tell you the truth, you don't even have to be a hardcore gamer here to be interested in this trivia. We're going to be doing all things Nintendo. Predict your score on this one. How do you think you're going to do?
13.
Ooh, he's pretty confident. 13 out of 15. Okay. Well, we've got three rounds of trivia coming at you. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. So this first round is the easiest questions. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question number one of Nintendo Trivia. What color is Luigi's hat and shirt?
Green.
Green is correct. Now, Luigi's outfit was originally made green simply to save memory space on early arcade machines, and it reused the same color palette as the green turtle enemies, the shell creepers. So they used it was the same color green, so they didn't have to use another color to render it.
Hmm.
That's why Luigi and the turtles are the same color. Pretty neat. Question two. Who is the main hero of the Legend of Zelda series who wears a green tunic and wields a sword?
Link.
Link is correct. So the fun fact on this one, he was named Link because he was originally supposed to connect the past and the future in the game's story. So kind of linking them together. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you, you played a little bit of Zelda, right?
Yeah. We played Ocarina of Time.
Did you like that one or the original Zelda better?
Ocarina of Time is so good.
It is. And they just announced they're redoing it. They're remastering it. So that would be pretty cool. Question number three. What yellow electric Pokemon is the official mascot of the entire Pokemon franchise?
Pikachu.
Pikachu is correct. Yeah, I think we've had the Pikachu question a couple times.
Yeah. Had it on internet trends.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good one. Question four. What animal is Donkey Kong?
He's a gorilla.
A gorilla is correct.
Which makes absolutely no sense. Donkey Kong? I get the Kong part. What about the donkey?
Funny enough, the donkey part of his name was chosen because Nintendo's creators looked up English words for stubborn or silly, and they thought it sounded kind of funny. Like stubborn is a mule, right? You ever hear that phrase?
No.
So stubborn is a mule, Donkey Kong.
Okay.
There you go. Question number five. Who is Mario's evil yellow and purple rival?
Wario.
Wario is correct. So Wario's name is an absolute genius blend of Mario's name and the Japanese word warui, which literally means bad. So bad Mario. So creative.
And then bad Luigi. Waluigi.
Waluigi. Totally makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, but in a way, like, I mean, they're creative names, but yet at the same time, they're very, very basic.
Yeah.
And just like that, folks, we're 5 for 5, and that is it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's cruising through these questions. These have been pretty easy so far, so we're going to turn up the difficulty on the next 5. We call this round...
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number 6. Tom Nook is the name of the business-minded raccoon who helps you pay off your island home loan in what relaxing Nintendo video game?
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing is correct.
It's not very calm. I once got stunned by a hornet's nest and I had to go in hospice for 3 days. Yes, hospice.
That's funny. So Tom Nook is actually a tanuki, which is a Japanese raccoon dog, which is traditionally associated with good fortune and commerce.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
And then there's Tanuki Mario from Mario Kart.
Yep, yep. Again, good fortune. Makes sense. Question 7. What classic Nintendo console from 2006 had a controller shaped like a TV remote that you could physically swing around to play sports?
The Wii.
The Wii is correct. So, thanks to its bundled Wii Sports, the console became so widely popular that even real-life retirement homes set up bowling leagues and things so that people could play. Anybody could get off the couch and bowl. It was really cool. Do you want to tell them a little bit about our tournament?
Oh, yeah. At Christmas, every year, our family has a Wii Sports tournament.
Yeah, who's the, like, are you the commissioner?
Yeah, I'm the commissioner of the entire tournament, so I make the brackets, I choose the sport every year.
What's this year's sport, do you know?
I haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
Because it is June when we were recording this.
So we've done bowling, right?
Nope.
Oh, no,
we have baseball the first.
We did baseball and tennis.
Yes. And you won the most recent one.
I did. So my vote is for bowling.
I think we're going to do that.
I like bowling.
Or we switch over to Wii Sports Resort.
Oh, that would be fun. You could do like archery with that one.
What if we did like, I swear, I want to troll everyone and do golf.
Oh, that would be fun too.
No, that would be, that would be so boring. Golf is the worst Wii sport.
Question 8. Who is the zero-gravity bounty hunter who stars in the sci-fi Metroid series?
Samus.
Samus is correct. Samus Aran. Do you know what year that video game came out?
1985.
Oh, close. 1986. 1986. And it's actually kind of interesting. So the players were shocked in 1986 to find out that at the very end that Samus is actually a woman. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Samus is one of the first female protagonists in video gaming, which is really cool.
I almost said Samsung. That's the phone.
That it's a brand, yeah.
Not a video game character.
Same. I'm sure Samsung somewhere is a video game somewhere. But yeah. Question 9. Which famous actor voiced the villainous Bowser in the Super Mario Brothers movie and sang the viral hit Peaches?
Jack Black.
Jack Black. Is correct.
That one actor that is in absolutely every single movie that you will ever watch.
And he's good, though. He's a really good actor.
He's in School of Rock. He is in all the Kung Fu Panda movies.
Mm-hmm.
He is in Mario. He's in the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
What else?
He's in lots of other movies. They just happen to be all the movies you seem to like.
I mean, yeah, but still.
that's okay. Jack Black's a great actor.
You also look like him a lot.
Question 10. In what video game do the Inkling characters shoot ink out of their weapons to cover the area around them?
don't even know who plays this game. I used to know the name. Now I don't know it.
He does not know. The answer we're looking for is Splatoon. Splatoon.
Yeah, that's a weird name. I won't remember that.
So the developers experimented with making the characters look like blocks, rabbits, and then even at one point they were Mario characters, and then eventually they kind of settled on the Inklings. And with that, we are 10 questions in. Emmett's doing great. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now we're going to move on to the toughest round of trivia. I scoured the internet to find the hardest Nintendo questions I could find. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. What was Mario's original name when he made his very first appearance in the 1981 Donkey Kong arcade game?
Plumber Dude from 64th Street.
Plumber Dude from 64th Street. Believe it or not, when you said Plumber Dude, you're really not that far off. The answer we're looking for is Jumpman. Jumpman. He was also briefly called Mr. Video at one point.
What?
Don't ask me. But yeah. So they nicknamed him Mario to honor Mario Segale, who is the real-life landlord of the warehouse that Nintendo like operated out of. So he would actually like bang on the doors to get their rent. And his name was Mario.
Like Apple started in a garage.
Yeah. Question 12. What iconic catchphrase does an old man tell Link in the very first Legend of Zelda game when giving him a sword? It's dangerous to go alone, blank, blank.
Dangerous to go alone. Young Squire.
Young Squire makes total sense, but incorrect.
No!
He says it's dangerous to go alone. Take this. And take this is the sword. Yeah. So that became a pretty big internet meme for quite a few years. It's been referenced in a lot of TV shows, books, movies. It's dangerous to go alone.
Take this.
Mm-hmm. Question 13. In the game Star Fox, what animal species is Fox McCloud's trusted teammate, Peppy, who famously yells, "Do a barrel roll!" What animal species is Peppy?
Peppy sounds like a pig.
Peppy the pig. Incorrect. Close, though.
That sounds very copyrighted.
Actually, not really close at all. That's Peppa Pig, yeah. the answer is a rabbit.
Do a barrel roll.
So, and do you, like, a barrel roll is an actual, like, move, like an aerial move. But that kind of came into a, turned into a little bit of a meme. Do a barrel roll. It's in like the training portion of that video game. It's pretty cool. Question number 14. In 1993, a rugged copy of which portable Nintendo console was taken into space by Russian cosmonaut Alexander Serebrov?
I have no idea.
Do you know any portable Nintendo consoles?
The Switch.
Oh, the Switch is a little too new. Is before that. The answer is the Game Boy. The Game Boy. He spent time playing Tetris and Zero Gravity, and it survived the mission and was later auctioned off for thousands of dollars. And finally, question number 15. In Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, How many players can race against each other at the exact same time on a single standard online match?
Twelve
is correct.
So there are 12 places.
Yeah. Early versions of the Mario Kart on Super Nintendo had just two players on the screen because that's how much they could like render at one time in split screen. And then as the systems have gotten more powerful, they've added more players at the same time.
So, crossplay.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. We love Mario Kart, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We really do enjoy a good game of Mario Kart. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for Nintendo trivia. Emmett, you weren't that far off from your answer. I think you got like 11 or 12 here. So good job. Good job. And hopefully you at home or in the car did just as well. If you enjoyed this trivia, please leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at DadLadTrivia. Any last questions or thoughts about Nintendo before we move on?
Relax. I choose you.
Yeah, not a lot of Pokemon questions. Have we had Pokemon trivia yet?
I think we did.
I think we did earlier on. We might have to revisit that again. But all right, folks. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this time and each and every time. We wouldn't do this without the support of our loyal listeners. We appreciate you, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until we see you again, see you later.
Alligators. Bye.